50% righteousness.
Yo, Angela Yee, I love you.
50% ratchetness.
Tell them ratchets to sit down.
I said more like 95% ratchet.
This is becoming the most prominent form for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
It's early in the morning, but they told me it was y'all. I said, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne the God.
Prince of pissing people off.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Hey!
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Hello, DJ Envy.
It's Tuesday! That's right, back to the work week.
Were you watching the VH1 Hip Hop Honors honoring the ladies last night?
Yes, I was. It was a good show. It was a good show. It wasn't a great show, it was a good show. it was produced pretty good. I wouldn't say it was amazing, but I did like the show. I love what it represented. Some of what they did as far as the Rich Homie Quan. Let's get right to it. Rich Homie Quan, he stank it up.
Well,
man.
That was his fault.
You can't.
Not know Biggie's lyrics.
You can't not know Biggie's lyrics.
He started it off like with Season Alamo. I said, who is Alamo?
I thought Alamo was a member of Junior Mafia that I didn't know or something.
I thought he was shouting out one of his friends and changing the lyrics up to suit like his own personal whatever.
Then you forget the lyrics. Maybe he got nervous. If you didn't see the VH1 Hip Hop Honors last night, Rich Homie Quan came out.
He was so disrespectful,
representing
man.
For Lil' Kim, and they were doing the Get Money song, and Rich Homie Quan came out to do Notorious B.I.G.'s verse, and he added a name.
He wore a Coogi sweater.
He forgot the lyrics. He had Timberlands on, too.
Can't just dress like that.
It just looked horrible.
Yeah,
it was very horrible.
Really bad.
So what did you think about the honors? What did you think about the show?
I thought it was actually very nice to see a lot of the men honoring the women in hip-hop.
I thought that was dope.
I saw Puff brought out Lil' Kim. She said that she didn't know that he was even going to be there. It was her birthday also.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a beautiful thing. Salt and Pepper, love Salt and Pepper. Queen Latifah. That was exciting. I thought Betty White was a nice little highlight.
Betty White was hilarious.
Doing the lyrics to UNITY. For the kids who might not have known the song, they thought she was just talking.
Nah, that was dope. it was a great show. You know, I noticed that in the crowd, it didn't seem like there was anybody in the crowd. They kept showing random people in the crowd. And I was like, who the hell is that? I really not know who they were, or were they just seat fillers?
I'm not sure. I didn't pay that much attention.
Because they were showing a lot of random people in the crowd. They were getting reactions when people were performing, and they were just nobodies. I was like, is that somebody I'm supposed
to know? Don't call somebody a nobody just
fillers.
Because you don't know them.
Yeah, but when you watch the Grammys or the Oscars or other award shows,
yes.
BET Awards or MTV Awards, when they show people in the crowd, it's somebody.
Well, let's keep in mind they haven't done this in 6 years. They just recently brought it back. So
it was great honoring them. It was absolutely positively great honoring them. I seen Angie Martinez, our very own.
Yeah, our girl Angie Ma was there.
Very own. She ripped it. She came on stage and brought people out.
We were talking about who should have been there. It would have been nice if Nicki Minaj was there. It'd have been nice if Foxy Brown was there.
Well, Nicki Minaj, I don't think she gets along with Kim, so I'm sure she wouldn't have wanted to sit there or introduce that. So I guess that was the reason why she wasn't there. Foxy Brown, I thought Foxy Brown should have been honored. You know, she's had a bunch of albums. She's had a bunch of classic verses. I think she should have been honored. She was a pioneer in the rap game, you know.
And I also felt like this particular event actually brought a lot of women together. You saw Faith Evans was introducing Lil' Kim. Whoever thought they would get along, they were fighting over Biggie.
Yeah, but you know, they were on tour.
Yeah, they've been on tour
with each other. I thought that was odd. But
I didn't know if they were going to get along to the point where she was introducing her.
That was awkward. Could you imagine your wife introducing your side chick on stage and they laughing and giggling like it's all good?
Right, right. Well, you
know. Goodness gracious.
Everybody can just get along now.
Goodness gracious. But it was a good show. It was put together decent, but there was a lot more I wanted to see, but I guess it was pretty good. There's not too many female artists. There was a lot of female artists I had no idea who they were, and they were just up there performing.
Well, I guess the point of the show is to pay homage to those women that you might not have recognized or known who they were. They brought out, like, Lady of Rage at the end.
Right, Lady of Rage.
Yeah, it was nice. I thought it was nice. I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
We'll talk about it more. Also, last night, shout out to Aces. I had the DJ at Aces as a club in Queens. When I got there, the bouncing security was like, hey, I don't know if this is true, but DJ Red Alert's baby mom left you something. So when I, you know, get it, it's a card. So I open up the card, and it says, Happy Father's Day.
What?
Right. And I open it up, and it had money in it. She gave me two cards. One had $140 in it, cash.
Why would that happen?
I don't know. And the other one had $40 in
it. Did it say DJ Envy?
One was addressed to DJ Envy. One was addressed to 50 Cent.
Okay, that's nice.
So I have $180 with me right now.
Well, happy Father's Day.
Thank you very much. I'm very happy about that. But let's get the show cracking.
Yeah, because you owe us lots of money. So
I'm actually going to give the money to some homeless people. I'm going to actually buy our interns some breakfast this morning.
Interns aren't homeless.
I'm going to do both.
Oh, that was two separate
things. Two separate things. I'm going to buy the interns some breakfast.
Don't be out here spending money when you owe people money, Envy.
I don't owe anybody money.
You owe me money.
Well, we'll talk about that later.
Okay.
Front page news. What are we talking about in front page news?
We'll talk about the owner of the store where Alton Sterling was killed is now suing the police.
Okay. All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. I'm sure Charlamagne is on his way. Stuck in a little traffic as J. Cole. Oh, no, this is One Dance Drake. Grips on your ways. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, let's talk about the Baton Rouge store owner. He's suing the police. Why?
Ooh, hold on 1 second.
You all right?
My headphones are like a little shaky over here. Okay, yes, and that is because they confiscated that surveillance footage from him. So according to the suit, the store owner is saying that they illegally took him into custody. They illegally confiscated his entire security system with no warrant. So right now, the police department said they will not comment on pending litigation because that is standard procedure. So now my question is this. If there is a police investigation, are they allowed to just confiscate footage like that?
I don't think they can confiscate.
And
think
you know
they
what else, too? I noticed you should have...
I'm not sure.
With your surveillance cameras, because I know you have some, too,
mm-hmm.
Can't you look at your stuff online and get everything online also?
Yeah, but if his was older, before they had it online, it was, you know, VHS or it was saved on a DVR or a hard drive. They have to actually pull a hard drive. Mine and yours, we can actually look online and continually look online for months and months and months to go back. But I think for his, it was on a hard drive and they confiscated the hard drive.
Right.
Now, let's talk about this 3 dead in a shooting at a Michigan courthouse.
Now, this was a crazy story. So apparently, 2 bailiffs were shot dead. There was a scuffle with a prisoner who actually managed to get his hands on a gun, and he shot 2 of the bailiffs and killed both of them. Now, the shootings came, were you watching this while this was happening?
No, I didn't see it. I heard the story, but I didn't see it. So they walked him in, because usually when they walk you in, you're handcuffed.
He took a gun from one of the 2 bailiffs
while he
that
was
escorting him to the courtroom. I don't know if he was handcuffed or not.
Mm-hmm.
He must not have been. But he started shooting as he tried to escape from custody. So a sheriff's deputy, a civilian, was also wounded. They were taken to a hospital. They were expected to survive. And that suspect was shot and killed by police officers. So 3 people dead altogether.
Wow. That's sad. Wow. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's front
page. That's not something you expect to happen in court.
No, it's not at all. You know, I was thinking, especially when you go to court, sometimes those security are so tight and they're on you so crazy. Last night when I went to the club, when I say that security was on me, he made me take my shoes off. I had a piece of paper in my pocket. He wanted to open the piece of paper, made sure it wasn't a blade. Like, usually when you have to go to a courtroom and they really watching you, your hands are cuffed. So that's super sad, man. That's front page news. Wow, what a way to start the news story, Yee. All right, tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Maybe somebody pissed you off. Maybe you're having a bad morning. Maybe you just need to vent. 800-585-1051. Maybe somebody gave you 2 Father's Day cards and you really don't know why.
You don't have children with this person, do you?
No, one is addressed to 50 and one is addressed to me.
Well, it's just a nice thought, I guess. Right?
They gave us $180.
Well, they gave you $40 and they gave...
No, they gave me $140 and they gave $50. How you know how much they gave $50 and how much they gave me?
How do you know?
I don't know, but $50 wasn't there to collect it, so I'm taking the $140. Absolutely, he's taking the $40. But tell him why you're mad.
Did anybody check on Charlamagne? Is he okay?
800-585-1051. He'll be here shortly, stuck in traffic. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, this is DMX. And you know what makes me mad? When ask for the truth, but can't handle the truth. All right? Now tell them why you mad on The Breakfast Club, bitches.
James, tell them why you mad, bro.
So yesterday, you guys were saying in the Minnesota shooting, if the video wasn't rolling, that the story would have been different because the police officer probably would have lied.
So I believe that.
The same way it was different in Baton Rouge before we saw the video.
But they're saying that all police officers lie, basically.
No, we're saying that based off what we saw in Baton Rouge, where the 2 police officers told a whole different story until the video came out and their body cameras magically fell off.
let me ask you something. If I told you that I had a, if you're a police officer and I told you that I had a gun on me and I reach in the general direction towards the gun, would you bet your life on it that I'm not reaching for my weapon?
Use your head, sir. Why would I say I have a gun and then reach for it? Why wouldn't I just reach for it if I wanted to shoot you?
And how do you reach for your ID if the police officer says, I need to see your ID? How do you reach your ID?
He said, I have a licensed gun, and he was reaching for his wallet.
What's the procedure, sir? What should I do in that situation, then?
Should keep your hands up at all times.
So even when they ask for your ID, keep your hands up and don't get it?
Absolutely.
I like that makes no sense.
No,
I'm honest. I already said that's what I'm doing from now on. You want my ID, you're going to have to reach in my back pocket and get it.
They're going to drag your ass out that car.
That's fine.
They're going to be Charlemagne face
cool.
print all over that car.
Because I'm not moving. I'm not reaching because
I think the
like
procedure
this.
Is if you do have a registered weapon, because it was registered.
You have to
you're,
declare
you're supposed
it.
To declare that you have
and
one. And then
he
says, I need your ID. And then you reach to get your ID. You don't think you're going to get killed for that.
No, you declare it like the
so
guy
So you're saying
did.
It's his fault
yeah,
for reaching for his
stupid.
ID.
Stupid. Hello, who's this?
Wayne, Colorado, Florida.
Wayne, tell him why you're mad, bro.
Yeah, man, I'm just upset because there's not a lot of recognition for a service member that suffers from the PTSD.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, if the truth be told, it's like we go through these traumatic events. We're told to harden up. We're told to stay tough. We're told to keep our head up. We're told to fight for the land of the free because of the brave. But, I mean, when you see these injustices, it just brings back such hard memories, man. And then there are times when you can't even be around your own family because of certain triggers that may bring back that stuff to your mind.
Right.
And just talking about it helps at times.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are really my commander, or if you are really looking out for my best interest and you want me to stand and continue to fight for America, you gotta get me my help. You know what I mean? I had to leave that 4 years because of that. And there are times where I couldn't even be around my son because he was playing with toys and everything, and it was just loud noise.
Dang.
Wow.
Wow.
I mean,
sorry,
So are you getting help?
I got my help once I left.
Mm-hmm.
Once I was discharged, that's when I got my help.
And see, that's what people don't take into consideration when they talk about the Dallas shooter. Like, he could have been suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. And then you watching television and you constantly seeing black men get killed. That's causing trauma on me. You know what I'm saying? So I can imagine what it would do to somebody that was in the military.
But he said he was trying to join some of the black activist parties and they wouldn't accept him because they said he didn't seem 100% straight.
Right.
They seen he wasn't 100% straight.
Mm.
Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was J. Cole, No Role Models. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. The last night was the VH1 Hip Hop Honors. They all hailed the queens. They honored Queen Latifah, Salt and Pepper, Missy Elliott, and Lil' Kim.
I thought it was a great show. I heard you on the way in saying it was a good show. I actually thought it was a great show.
I thought it was a good show.
Tiana Taylor did a great job.
Tiana Taylor killed it. Tiana Taylor and Keke Palmer are the reasons that Rich Homie Quan has no excuse. Because the first thing I thought to myself, well, Rich Homie Quan is 26 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But that's no excuse because you should have been prepared. If you can
you
go get your
prepared.
Koozie sweater and your Timbs and
Absolutely.
You know you perform in Biggie's Get Money, you should have been prepared.
You had one verse to learn.
Tiana Taylor and Keke Palmer had it. They was prepared.
They
you didn't
prepared.
Even have to learn the whole verse. All you got to do and get money is get up to the part where he says, you know, why she want to stick me for my paper? Everybody going to scream
Damn.
In the crowd.
Why she
want to
stick
done.
Me for my... Yeah, you're
That's
right.
That's it.
Yeah, you're right.
You didn't got to know the whole verse.
He didn't know any of it. The award show, I thought, was a little long. I love how they started off. They honored Missy, then they honored... Queen Latifah, then they honored Salt and Pepper, then they honored Lil' Kim.
Then they honored Queen Latifah again.
Then they brought her back out. I was like, what? This is too much. This is too
much. You know what, though? You were right, though, about Lil' Kim with her lyrics. A lot of stuff she couldn't say.
Yeah,
she had to censor herself. She had to censor everything.
She had to censor so much that she had to stop
rapping. I thought she was forgetting her lyrics because she had to censor herself so much.
Everything was a curse.
And I don't understand why they didn't honor MC Light and Eve. Now, I know MC Light has been honored before.
Yeah, she's been honored before.
So is Salt and Pepper.
MC Light was there.
Salt and Pepper's been honored before.
Have they?
Yes.
Have they won hip-hop honors?
Yes. They've been honored before. Missy's been honored before. So it's like, why wouldn't you honor MC Light and Eve? Eve had a huge career. I don't know. Eve had number one records, TV shows.
Yeah, that TV show.
Movies. Mm-hmm. Eve should have been honored last night, bro.
I agree.
Well, she was there and happy to be there, it seemed mm-hmm. like. She was representing.
And Foxy Brown should have been on it, man.
I don't know about that one.
Foxy Brown had some records. She had a monumental career. She had classic verses. She had classic records.
I'm starting to think Foxy was more of an underground sensation than we like to believe. I'm serious, man, because I've been having this discussion. We had it yesterday in the room. Mm-hmm. I had it with Remy Martin a few weeks ago. I saw my man Tax having it on Twitter. Name five Foxy Brown songs, bro.
Get Me Home.
Yeah.
Tables Are Turned.
Now, I don't even know what that is. What are Tables Are Turned?
If I play it for you, you'll know. It's one of the biggest reggae joints that every DJ plays.
I know. Nah.
What song was that?
Oh.
That's Trey Songz.
That's Oh Yeah.
I don't know. She don't got them joints, bro.
That's Oh Yeah.
She don't got them joints, bro.
Ain't No Igga.
That wasn't hers. She had I'll Be Good
with Blackstreet. Was that with Blackstreet?
Foxy was dope on features.
I'll Be Good. That was the one with Blackstreet. Then Bad Mama Jamma.
What?
She's a bad mama jamma. She had the song with Case.
But I guess that was
Case's
song.
Touch Me, Tease Me.
I'm not taking nothing away from Foxy, but Foxy ain't had them joints like that.
She's with The Firm.
She was in a group.
A lot of Kim stuff.
Foxy was really the answer. Was like Jay-Z's answer to Lil' Kim. And then she couldn't be loyal. She went from Hov to Nas. Like, I don't know, bro.
You could have put Foxy up there.
Not first ballot, bro. She's not a first ballot VH1 Hip Hop Honors.
And how many records did Foxy sell? Foxy had to sell.
The fact that you got a Google says it all, bro.
I mean, I don't know how many Kim sold. I know the first one sold 4 million, but I don't know how much she sold.
Foxy is not a first ballot. Eve is first ballot over Foxy. But Foxy should be there one day, but not first
one
ballot.
One day?
Nah, for real. Not first ballot VH1 Hip Hop Honors.
So you give it to Missy twice and Salt and Pepper twice and still not Foxy?
Yes. Missy and Salt and Pepper?
Twice?
Foxy's career pales in comparison to Missy and Salt and Pepper. Come on, bro.
All right, guys.
I said twice. I'm looking.
Let's just celebrate the people who were honored.
There you go.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, we got rumors coming up, Yee.
Yes, let's talk about Troy Ave. He is out of jail. We'll tell you these conditions that he has right now. Also, yesterday we talked about the $4 billion sale of the UFC. We'll tell you what else that comes with. Not just money, but other things.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report. Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, welcome home to Troy Ave. He was let out of jail on a $500,000 bond. His mom actually put up her house in order for him to be able to come home. Now, he is charged with attempted murder, weapons possession, and other things, all for the incident that happened at the T.I. concert at Irving Plaza. Right now, he has to wear an ankle bracelet, and he cannot leave the city. He also has to stay away from all concert halls, bars, arenas, and performance venues. So,
a salute to Troy Ave. Drop one of Clues bombs to Troy Ave. Glad that man doesn't have to, you know, wait for his court dates in jail anymore.
Now, if you're out on bail and you're a businessman or you own your own business, they allow you to work, correct?
Yes.
So, but Troy Ave can't work. You basically letting him out.
He can put out music. He can go to the studio and record. He just can't go to any performance.
But he can't perform and make no cash, make no bread.
It's better than being in jail.
It's better than being in jail. I don't like the fact that he can't see his kids. That was one of the stipulations,
too.
That's weird.
His kids live in Jersey, so they'll have to come to New York to see him.
Oh,
he just has to stay in New York.
He just can't go to Jersey. So, it's not that he can't see his kids, but.
And I saw a picture Elliot Wilson posted yesterday with Troy Ave on crutches and his ass was out. I'm like, why would you post that picture? Why would you take the picture of the man? You see the man's pants is down.
Well, Elliot didn't take the picture.
Why are you taking a picture of the man's ass, man? The man just came on. The man barely walking, man. Let the man pull his pants up first. Damn.
Well, he's not the only one that posted it. A lot of people posted that picture. You just saw it from Elliot first, right?
Right.
All right.
Basically, I shouldn't have seen Troy Ave's ass yesterday is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, there you have it. Now, let's talk about Omarion and April Jones. They have broken up.
That's a group?
No, Omarion. You know who Omarion is.
Yes.
And if you watch Love & Hip Hop
and
you follow Omarion, you know about his children's mother. They just had a second child together.
His fiance. She was up here one time, I believe.
Yes. No,
I don't remember.
They have two kids with each other. You remember.
He's lying. He does remember. Anyway, she tweeted out, single, the end. And then he posted, this is the only public statement I will make about a private matter. After this, I will not speak on or respond to any questions or comments on the matter. I thank everyone in advance for respecting my wishes to keep my family life private. The beautiful and talented mother of my children, for whom I hold the highest regard and respect, April Jones and I have mutually decided to end our relationship. And he said they do continue to love and support one another and still share a common goal to remain friends while being great parents to our children. Now, here's what April had to say personally.
Me and Amari are not together. He never cheated on me. I never cheated on him. Sometimes people just grow apart and sometimes people just go their own way. So people are saying she's not married. I'm the one that said I didn't want to get married. I don't really care because if I would have got married, I would have had to go through a whole process.
I'm gonna be, all these statements and press releases, I don't think we would care if they wasn't putting out statements and press releases. Like, that's the best way to keep it private. Just don't say anything about it.
It can't be private. They're on Love & Hip Hop. Their whole life is exposed. I mean, you know.
All right, well, Bow Wow jumped in after all of this.
Oh, Bow Wow, ready to hook up with Omarion. I see you, Shad.
Now, first, he posted a picture. He said, bro, you got your freedom.
He said, come home, bae.
We can hang again. Let's go take a bag to AOD tonight. Ace of Diamonds.
AOD?
Ace of Diamonds strip club. There's plenty of IG thoughts and V Live and AOD dancers, bro, in the world that will be happy to cheer you up during this time. Matter of fact, I'm going to throw you a couple lobs. The one friend your boy girlfriend hates. Keep your head up, bro. Don't stress. These women make grays come in early. Hashtag all jokes. Then he got a lot of backlash for posting that. He said women do the same thing when they break up. Girl, let's go out. F him, you could do better. When we do it after a breakup, it's wrong. F-O-H. So he said his female followers had a lot to say, so he felt like women are too uptight nowadays.
Now, I give Shad a lot of slander, but that is the kind of friend you need. But the problem in this situation is that's his baby mom. They're going to end up back together.
They're
going to end up back together.
They just had a baby.
So now you just played your card.
Right.
Now she's not going to ever like you. So when they do get back together, she's going to question him whenever he's with you. So you just made the block out for no reason, Shad.
Right.
And then Swaggy P jumped into, right?
Oh, he did? I didn't see what Swaggy P said.
I think he jumped in and said, I'll pay for the bottles.
Well, he's single too as
well. Yeah. He said, if we all go out, I'll pay for the bottles.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Yee. When we come back, we got some front page news. What are we talking about?
We are going to be talking about the store owner and how he is now suing the police.
Okay. We'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Everybody, it's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now let's talk about the Baton Rouge store owner.
Yes, now he is suing the police. He's saying that the cops took all of his surveillance video, took his phone, locked him up, and everything. And that is illegal. He said they had no warrant, and they confiscated all of that. Now, the police will not comment on this pending litigation. That's the standard procedure, so they can't say anything about it right now. He said they locked him inside of a car for 4 hours.
Well, I don't think they could do that. I mean, I don't know, but I don't think they could take the cameras unless they get permission or they have a warrant. But they might have asked, can we see the cameras? And he said yes, and they just walked in there and took it.
What more cameras do they need? We got the video of him getting shot. They got the video of one cop, you know, on his left arm, another cop holding his right arm. Like, what else do we need?
And Abdullah Malafi, he's the person that they had detained, who is the owner of the Triple S Mart. He also said that Sterling did not have a weapon in his hand when the officer shouted gun and fired 6 shots into his chest.
Yeah, they got a picture online right now where they detail it and they have it like circled. It shows the cop's knee on his left arm and then another cop holding his right arm.
He said officers didn't even file an application for a search warrant. They just took his private property.
Yeah, and the caption is, Alton Sterling wasn't holding a gun when shot dead by Baton Rouge police. His hand wasn't in his pocket, nor did he have the gun in his hand. I mean, this picture is pretty detailed. I don't know. I'm pretty sure you can use this kind of stuff in court, right?
And he said police officers wouldn't allow him to make a phone call to his family. They wouldn't allow him to use the bathroom inside of his store. So he wants damages for false arrest, false imprisonment, illegal taking and seizing of his security system, illegally commandeering his business.
Mm. Yeah, it sounds like he's on the right path.
Right.
Now let's talk about Bernie Sanders.
Well, it's official today. Bernie Sanders will formally declare that he is going to be supporting Hillary Clinton. Now, it's interesting because Donald Trump has been trying to get some of Bernie Sanders' supporters over to his side all of this time. He says he represents Americans angry at the political establishment better than Hillary Clinton does. That has been his appeal. It is a little difficult because Bernie Sanders was against Hillary Clinton and said a lot of negative things about her, so now he has to try to convert some of his followers over to her, but that is going to be one of her biggest endorsements, so that could help her out tremendously.
I'm not voting for anyone who is not addressing police reform in America. If you aren't trying to repair the relationship between citizens and cops, I'm not voting for you.
Okay.
All right.
Well, then you're not voting for Donald Trump. I would take it.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would hope you're not voting for Donald Trump.
No, I'm not voting for
Thank you. I wanted to hear you say that.
There's nothing Donald Trump could say to make me vote for him.
Because Donald Trump came forward and said all the right things.
Yeah,
I'd be nervous. So basically, you're voting for against Donald Trump.
There you go.
I'm voting for if Hillary addresses police reform in America and she's trying to really repair the relationship between citizens and cops, especially black citizens and cops, yes. That's my main issue for this election cycle.
Okay. All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, when we come back, if you missed it during the rumors, we were talking about Omarion and Bow Wow. Explain to the people what we were saying in the rumors, she.
Well, Omarion and April, who is his former fiance, and they have two children together, they just broke up. And Bow Wow went ahead and posted a picture of himself with Omarion and said, bro, you got your freedom. We can hang again. And he said, let's go take a bag to Ace of Diamonds tonight. There's plenty of IG thoughts and V-Live and AOD dancers, bro, in the world that would be happy to cheer you up during this time. Well, he got a lot of flack for that post. And he said women do the same thing when they break up. Girl, let's go out. F him. You could do better. When we do it after a breakup, it's wrong. F-O-H. He's just encouraging his friend.
Don't follow that friend up, fellas. Especially when you're in a situation like Omarion, when you got two kids from a woman, you're probably going to end up back with that girl. Don't follow that friend up, okay?
No, you got to follow that friend up. You don't know what Omarion's head is like right now. His baby mama just left. He's not going to be living in the house with his two kids. He could be depressed. He could be at home. He could be sitting by himself. He might need to go out, girl.
Yeah, but guess what? Do it discreetly. You don't got to do an IG post about it, Shad.
Now, what if she...
Don't make the block hot for no reason, Shad.
What if she cheated on him?
Well, she said she didn't cheat.
Let's just say April cheated on Omarion.
Oh, and hypothetically?
That's what Media Takeout is saying. I don't know that that's true.
Media
But what if she did? That's what I'm saying. I don't know if it's true.
What? You don't... I'm pretty sure it's not.
But anyway...
Allegedly.
If that was a scenario, though, let's just say, would it be okay for that post?
Yes.
Yes. You and your feelings, Envy.
Yes. 800-585-1051. Does Bow Wow have a point? His man just broke up with his girl. We don't know how he feels. Bow Wow, he could be depressed.
Bow Wow has a great point, but you don't blast it via social media. You go do your dirt on the low. Because you know why?
It's not dirt. He's single.
He's only single for now. He got two kids with this woman. Okay? When they come back together, he can always play the innocent role. I didn't do anything. I didn't cheat. I was waiting on you, waiting for you to get your head right. Yada, yada, yada. Now, when you've been out being a host, she can always use that against you.
Envy, you'd be so mad if one of your wife's friends posted, man, F him. Let's go out, girl, and let's go to the club, and let's get with these dudes.
Let's go get with some dark-skinned men.
Okay? No!
Let's go get some nice chocolatey chocolate.
No!
I told you about being with that waffle-colored Negro all these years.
You would die, and that would never be your wife's friend again once y'all
never
got back
again.
Together.
When we got back together, I tried to ruin that bitch.
I told you, beige, bro. Queen Latifah performed you in ITY last night, and look at you already calling women bitches.
I didn't call women. Just that... fake person.
Beige bread goes bad. Get you some dark bread, girl. I told you.
Well, 800-585-1051. Does Bow Wow have a point, or should he just keep it discreet? That is the question. Call us up right now. Here's Drake, Controller. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Tupac. Keep your head up. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about Omarion. Now, he did break up with his fiance. They had two babies with each other. And then what did Bow Wow do, ye?
Bow Wow went on Instagram and posted a picture himself with Omarion saying, bro, you got your freedom. We can hang again. And he said, let's go to AOD, V Live. There's plenty of IG thoughts and dancers that will be happy to cheer you up during this time.
So the question is, did that Bow Wow do what he was supposed to do as a friend, or should he have been more discreet?
Keep one thing in mind. It's Bow Wow, so he never really has a point. Okay, that's number one. number two, yes, he did what he was supposed to do, but he's supposed to do it discreetly. You know why? Because as a man, you always want to play the role when you eventually get back with your woman, because they got two kids together. They're going to get back together. You always want to play the role that you were good and you were sitting on your hands and keeping your penis to yourself. You wasn't doing nothing during the breakup. But now... he got you out here just looking like a hoe. So she's always going to hold that against you when y'all get back. But
Charlamagne, you sound like a sneaky little thot.
He
I'm
does
not
seem
gonna
like
lie.
A sneaky little thot. But maybe Omarion called Bow Wow, was depressed, was home alone, was drinking,
well,
and smoking. And Bow Wow said, yo, let's go out, man. Come on, we're going to go out.
It's nothing wrong with
that. Well, then he should just say that to him. Don't put that on social media.
Exactly. You know, it doesn't happen unless it's on social media.
Because if a female would have put that up, everybody would have went
ho,
in on her.
Ho, 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 ho.
Oh, so y'all want to go out
ho,
hoeing?
Ho, ho. Every
Give
Instagram
that vagina
comment.
A break.
Oh, you want to be a hoe? You want to be a hoe, huh? You want to be a hoe? That's, don't do that, bruh.
My best advice after a tough breakup, especially to somebody you were engaged to, is really to just take some time. You shouldn't really just jump into something else. And as a friend, you kind of mind your business when it comes to relationship things, unless somebody asks you. And in that case, you keep it personal between the two of you.
You got to learn from people like Ludacris. You got to learn from people like Dwayne Wade. When they was on their breaks, they had break babies, but they didn't broadcast it. So being that they didn't broadcast it, when they did get back with their woman was able to forgive them.
Oh, they didn't broadcast the break babies.
They didn't broadcast the break.
Oh, the break.
When you don't broadcast the break, you don't get in no trouble.
You still
for whatever you do on that break.
And you still have to be respectful, especially because there's kids involved. You don't want your kids to later on in life be like, dang, that's how you treated mommy?
He just went out. They just went out.
And God forbid, what if Omarion does go out and get a bunch of girls pregnant? So you just went out and was being a hoe and was having sex raw with all of these different girls. Now you want to come back to me? No, Nick.
Goodness gracious.
And when they get back together, she's going to be like, you can't hang with Bow Wow no more.
It's done for Bow Wow. If they married, they're not married, right?
No.
Oh, if they ever get married, Bow Wow ain't invited nowhere near that wedding.
That's absolutely right. You can't be around my kids.
Nope.
You can't come to the house.
Nope.
Don't let them call you. You can't go hang out with him. No songs together. No collabos.
And you better not be having no bachelor party that Bow Wow put together either.
Did you say those songs?
Oh.
Hello?
What's
your name, bro?
Old Meezy from North Carolina.
Now, what do you think?
Omarion did it wrong, though.
Omarion is his name, but go ahead.
He's not married on.
Omarion did it wrong for blasting on
I'm talking about Shad, sir.
Media.
Shad blasted
Bow Wow
it on social
is the one that said he's hanging out with Omarion now.
Oh yeah, that is true. Bow Wow did it wrong for blasting.
You know what? You hold on. It's a long day for you, bro. Hold on.
He don't know what's going on.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning, it's Jamila.
Hey, Jamila. Hey, guys,
what's going on?
Now, what do you think what Bow Wow did? You thought that was good? You think he was riding for his boy?
I agree with what Bow Wow did, okay? And I also agree with what Charlamagne said. Yeah, this is what we do. You know, he went through a breakup. You know, Bow Wow is not saying, let's go have another girlfriend. He's saying, let's go hang out. So it's not so much bad. I think it's a good thing, but... come on, you shouldn't post it on social media.
Yeah, but everybody knows that when you're in a break, you got a hole in silence. When you finally do, whether you're a male or female, when you go out there to spread your wild oats, you do that in silence, bro.
Well, they could have just been going out to have some drinks.
You can't let your significant other what you was doing on the break.
Hello, who's this?
Yeah, this is Joy.
Hey, Joy. We're talking about what Bow Wow did. You think he was good? He was riding for his friend? Or do you think he should have been more discreet?
I think he should have been more discreet. I mean, it's still fresh. It just happened. He should have let the man get a piece of mind first.
Right. Arrest that little penis, okay?
Omarion could have been talking to Bow Wow
for a while. He just got circumcised. Take a break.
He could have been talking to Bow Wow for a while about how he was depressed and how he wanted to get out, and now he finally got out.
I mean, yeah, he could have. But still, be discreet about it. Let the man get a piece of mind.
Because you know what it is? Omarion also posted a very respectful post to his children's mother and said that they will continue to parent together. That was the last thing he was going to say and comment on it. So on and so forth. He didn't seem angry. So you can't do that.
All right. Well, 800-585-1051. We're talking about Omarion and Bow Wow. Now, Omarion broke up with his fiance. And Bow Wow hit him up on Instagram, said, we're about to go out, foamy.
Let's go home. Let's go home, my G.
He didn't say ho. He just said, we're about to go out, go to the club.
Basically
that's how women read it. Women read it like, oh, y'all want to go out there and be hoes and have sex with strippers, raw dog.
You got all of that from there?
That's how them women read it.
800-585-1051. Was Bow Wow just riding out for his friend, or should he just been more discreet? Call us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Designer with Panda. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about Omarion and Bow Wow. Now, Omarion broke up with his fiance. They had two kids with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And the relationship is done, right?
Yes, it's over. They both posted on social media.
Mm-hmm.
But they did some very respectful posts about why it's over. And Bow Wow jumped in and said, bro, you got your freedom. We can hang again. Let's go take a bag to AOD tonight. There's plenty of IG thoughts and VLive and AOD dances, bro, in the world that would be happy to cheer you up during this time. That's probably what make him more miserable, though. When you break up with your fiance, who you have two children with at home,
yeah,
and you're not
you,
together,
make you more
sometimes
miserable.
That make you a little bit more depressed when you go out in this world and see what's left.
And that's not how you make your girl feel bad, because when your girl sees you out there going to have a good time, guess what she gonna do? She gonna go out there and have a good time.
No, she gonna say, I'm glad we're not together no more. That's the kind of
person. That's the reason why we're not together.
Yeah, you think that.
Hello, who's this?
This is Zach Tate.
Hey, Zach, we're talking about Bow Wow. Did he do the right thing, or
you got
she
a terrible porn name, by the way?
drop one of Clue's bombs for Bow Wow. He did the right thing. You gotta get, we are poom-poompering the men of America, and we need to stop doing that.
Men are to celebrate,
we are poom-poompering. We making them poom-poom. We gotta stop doing that. We gotta make them man up by taking them to the strip club, getting it out their system, letting them feel better, and make sure their self-esteem is back in check so they could be better fathers. They could be better established citizens in America.
That's true.
No, listen, he's right, but my only problem is Bow Wow do not have to blast it on social media. Be discreet. You never let your significant other know what you doing or did on your break.
Now, let me ask you this. Would it be okay if one of April's friends put up that same post about her? Come on, girl. There's lots of guys out here that we could go hang out with. Let's go. You free, girl.
I'm calling Dyfus.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander, and men is too stupid to catch on anyway. But for us, we got to go party. We got to go celebrate.
All right, thank you, bro. Hello, who's this?
Comment on y'all topic for this morning.
Man, we talking about, all right, so what do you think? What's your opinion, bro?
Hey, man, I feel like, hey, man, women do it all the time, so why not? Just don't put that added pressure to it, though. Like, don't be like, don't call out her name, because then that put pressure on me. But put it out there. You know she lurking. She looking anyway. So
man,
like, yeah,
you don't put
there.
That on social media, man. Who the hell admits to sleeping with other women when they break up with their girl?
He didn't say he was. He just said we going out, man. Get your mind off
what,
some
what
of
what does that mean?
Shit.
That mean we gonna that have to smash some other chicks.
No, he said IG thoughts.
Exactly.
Okay.
You break up with your girl, right? When you and your girl get back together, she be like, so who was you with when we broke up? What do you say?
Bow Wow.
Bow Wow. And that ain't a good
name. You took it somewhere else.
You know what, Envy, man? I know you used to work at So Def. First of all, Bow Wow was young when you was working at So Def, bro. You a pedophile? Are you the Jared Leto or DJ?
I said if I was Omarion.
No, you said you was with Bow Wow.
No, I said if I was
Omarion. So when you and your wife broke up, you was with Bow Wow, my chick?
No.
Whoa, this is weird, bro.
I said if I was Omarion.
This is weird. Lord have mercy.
Thank you for your call, bro. What's the moral of the story, man?
The moral of the story is never let your significant other know what you're doing or did on your break. Who the hell admits to sleeping with other women when they on a break from their relationship?
That's right, Charlamagne. Never tell, right?
No! Never tell and never let your homeboy put you on blast via social media.
It wasn't me.
Yes, Bow Wow, we gonna hit this club and we gonna get these drinks and we gonna bang these IG thoughts, but I ain't trying to let the world know, specifically my baby mama.
Maybe Bow Wow, they wasn't going to F no thoughts. Maybe they were just gonna chill and talk and have a drink.
But what I get from
and
this
talk
is
through it.
Charlamagne likes to play the victim in a breakup and act like he was upset, but meanwhile he's gonna be running around.
That
okay.
Sounds exactly like me back in
exactly.
My day. Now I'm a faithfully married man, minding my damn business. But back in the day,
drop a bomb for that.
Yeah, you break up, don't worry about who I was with when we broke up. Now, who was you with though? Okay,
stalker. Right. We got rumors coming up.
Yes, let's talk about Baby Future. There was a video that was posted on Facebook Live that people had a lot to say about. Also,
yeah, we got a pistol whip Russell Wilson for the culture. Man.
What?
Also, Lil Wayne, his epilepsy will tell you what's going on because apparently he had another seizure.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up.
It's just in. All the gossip.
Gossip.
The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, last week, right before Lil Wayne was about to take the stage at Tao in Vegas, he had another seizure. They said he was just about to go on stage, and they're saying that it's a medication issue. The doctors were trying to figure out the right balance of medication for him. He was in the ICU, he was released, and he's now in Miami resting. But as we know, he has stated before, he has epilepsy, so he was hospitalized yet again.
Damn, jeez. Hate to hear that.
That's really scary, so.
Don't wish bad health on nobody.
Nobody at all.
All right, now let's discuss Forbes' annual Celebrity 100 list. Guess who is on the top of the list with $170 million?
For celebrities?
Yes.
Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Number one is Taylor Swift.
Really? Mm.
$170
million. You know, for every list, you always say Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Listen, I'm consistent. I'm a Pinkett Smith. I'm a Pinkett Smith Winfrey Knowles Carter, okay? I'm consistent. Beyonce, Jay, Oprah, Jada, and Will.
You probably saw the story about Beyonce and Jay-Z. They're the highest paid celebrity couple. Mm-hmm. They made $107.5 million over the past year. She was actually number 34 on the list of Celebrity 100 with $54 million, and Jay-Z was number 36 with $53.5 million.
Well, for the record, I did not see that list, but I am always right in some way, shape, or form. Thank you.
You just always say them.
You're not right. All right, number two was One Direction. Dr. Phil.
How? They're not even together.
$110 million.
One Direction or Dr. Phil?
One Direction is what they made last
year. They still together? Yeah, oh, they are still together. Zayn left. You're right. Never mind.
Number four was Dr. Phil on the list.
This guy's always wrong. He's always right.
Kevin Hart, by the way, made the list. He was number six with $87.5 million.
Oh, I knew that.
You knew that one?
Yeah, I did know that one.
Get out of his pocket, boy. What's wrong with you?
This guy's crazy.
Now, drop
one of
Kevin
Clues
Hart.
Bombs for Kevin Hart, damn it.
All right, also Rihanna was number 14 on the list. And now, I don't know if you guys saw, but Kim Kardashian was on the cover of Forbes, of the latest issue of Forbes magazine.
Was she naked?
No, she wasn't.
Did she have an ass out?
The title, you can see it on Revolt TV. The title is The New Mobile Moguls. Now, she actually also made the Forbes 100 list. She was number 42.
And she looked boring as hell smart. See how smart she looked on the front of Forbes with all her clothes on?
She made $51 million. Now, this is crazy, but the Kimoji app and her Kim Kardashian Hollywood game is actually what made her so much money. They said 40% of her yearly paycheck came from her game. She made, like I said, $51 million.
Yeesh!
Now, her Kim Kardashian Hollywood game was downloaded 45 million times and generated $160 million in revenue, and she got about $45 million for herself.
All right, that's cute, but that ass, though.
From that.
Okay.
All right, now let's discuss Future, because people were up in arms about baby Future and Russell Wilson
yesterday.
I don't
even want to talk about it.
There was a video that was posted on Facebook Live. Ciara and Russell Wilson, they were prepping for some type of television appearance, and baby Future came in the room to give his mom a kiss. Check it out.
Yes? What do you want?
Mama kiss.
Thank you. What a good kiss. I'm jealous.
Oh.
I wish I had a kiss. That's so sweet.
You're so sweet.
Explain what happened, you.
Well, first he kisses his mom, and then he kisses Papa Russ. So
in the mouth.
In the mouth.
At that moment, somebody should have took a perfect spiral football. You should have just seen a perfect spiral football come into the video and knock Russell Wilson in his damn head.
But now,
that man is violating on a different level of violation,
he's
bro.
The stepfather.
He kisses the mom, and he probably went to kiss the dad. The dad didn't want to turn away from
the girl. Nah, bro. That is a different level of violation. You do not kiss another man's son in the mouth. You don't kiss another man's daughter in the mouth.
You're right.
But come on,
he's
bro.
You gotta know your,
I don't care. You gotta set barriers for yourself. No.
Yeah, you shouldn't kiss that
boy. That's wrong. No. Absolutely not.
Yeah, that's
a hug, yeah, but kissing the lips,
even
nah.
Even kiss on the
bro.
Cheek, I get,
nah,
but not.
Nah.
Yeah, you're right.
No way. No
I
way.
Mean, I think the real issue is that
Ciara's petty as hell, and Ciara does this stuff on purpose.
Ciara
to piss
knows
Future off.
Ciara knows that Future has an issue with another man being around his baby, and she knows that he would have an issue with something like that. So sometimes you have to be a little respectful.
How old is the boy?
What is he, two?
Two, 3 years old. The boy doesn't know. The boy knows that Uncle Papa Russ, because that's Papa Russ that's always in his
first
house.
Boy, ain't no Papa
that's
Russ.
Around
well,
more
that
than
is
Future.
His stepfather, though.
And he kissed his mom like that all the time on the mouth, so he thinks it's natural to kiss the dad.
Yeah,
and the dad doesn't want to say no.
Maybe just not like, on Facebook Live.
Just like when Charlamagne, when remember when that boy came up to you and called you dad and said,
and what
dad,
did I
can
tell
you
him?
Read to me?
And
you
what
read
did I say?
You
no,
said
I did
hi.
Not. No, I did not say, I'm not your daddy. I said, I'm not your daddy. Okay? But I will read to you because that's what a grown man should do to a young boy if a young boy's trying to read. But I'm not your daddy. Let's be clear on that.
I don't know if you said that.
I definitely said that.
Anyway.
You read to the boy.
Why not? Of course.
He was his daddy that day.
That's different.
But it is a tough situation because you got
to tough. Just don't kiss another man's son in the mouth.
I do feel like, Ciara, that's not cool because she knows Future has an issue. So maybe don't post that, even if that really happens.
And then she in court talking about Future. I'm scared Future may kill Russell. Well, when stuff like this is happening, what do you expect?
And that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
Let's talk about that. 800-585-1051.
We can't talk about that. We got Donkey Today to do, sir.
Oh, I'm not.
What's wrong with you?
You really in your feelings today about everything.
I know. I don't know. Let me calm down. Let me see if
Atlanta's on Seattle's schedule next year.
I don't know. What's going on?
I'm tired of this. I am tired of this. I am so tired of this. Where is Young Metro? I'm so tired of this. Let me look at this.
Who are you giving your donkey to, man?
Oh, speaking of Atlanta, Rich Homie Quan, you need to come to the front
Uh-oh.
Of the congregation. We need to have a conversation with you.
We knew this was happening.
Okay, about preserving the culture, sir. All right? Come to the front of the congregation, Rich Homie Quan. We'd like to have a word with you.
All right.
And don't do that stupid-ass dance down the aisle either. You just walk up to the congregation. You walk up to the front like a normal human being.
All right, we'll get into it when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
That's right.
gonna be fun.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly.
The Breakfast Club.
Got my blood pressure boiling this morning.
Calm it down.
Man, Russell Wilson. Okay, listen. Donkey of the day for Tuesday, July 12th. Goes to Rich Homie Quan. Ooh. Now, if you was watching the VH1 Hip Hop Honors last night, first of all, great show, very entertaining. They honored the legendary women in hip hop. And, of course, you can't do that without honoring the Queen Bee. Drop one of Clues Bombs for Lil' Kim, okay? Well, Lil' Kim performed some of her classic records as part of her tribute, and one of those classic records is Get Money, of course. Get Money is performed by Lil' Kim and the late, great, notorious B.I.G. Drop one of Clues Bombs for B.I.G.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you would think that since VH1 Hip Hop Honors is in New York, the birthplace of hip hop, and a New York icon like Lil' Kim is performing, you would think that somebody from New York would have been invited to do Biggie Smalls' verse. Fabulous, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Mano. Or even better, how about get Biggie's 19-year-old son, Christopher Wallace Jr.? But nope, somebody had the bright idea to get Rich Homie Quan to perform Big's verse on Get Money. Now, I know you hip-hop purists, you guys who wear denim shorts and construction Timberlands in the summer. You know, I know off the rip y'all not pleased by this selection, but hip-hop is not just a New York thing. Biggie is loved universally. So I was like, okay, that's a twist. Rich Homie Quan doing a Big verse. Why not?
Kill it.
Well, my why not quickly turned into a why after finding out Rich Homie Quan did not know Biggie's verse. Let's hear it.
Give it up for my boy, Rich Homie.
Get money. You wanna sip more on my living room floor? Play Nintendo with C's and aloe balls. Yeah, hands up. You wanna be my main squeeze, baby? Don't you? You wanna give me what I need, baby?
What?
You wanna be my main squeeze, baby? You wanna lick between my knees, baby? Say what?
Now, because of smartphones, I only know three numbers verbatim. My wife, one of my best friends, DJ Frosty, Cell, and my mama's house phone. And that's because these numbers have never changed in decades, okay? I don't know my driver's license number by heart. Angela Yee knows hers.
I do. I know mine. And I know my passport number.
I don't know my passport number by heart.
And I know two of my credit card numbers by heart.
I don't know none of my credit card numbers by heart. I don't know my license plate numbers on my car. I can barely remember my password to log into my social media accounts.
We noticed you were locked out.
But I know Biggie Smalls' verse on Get Money, though.
Let's
okay?
hear it.
I don't even know why that's just a part. I don't even know why I know it. That's just a part of my DNA because I'm a grown-ass man who was raised in the 80s and 90s. Now, I like to be objective about everything, so I thought about all the excuses he could possibly use, okay? Can't use being from the South as an excuse because I'm from the South. South Carolina all day. I ain't even moved to New York until 2006. Get Money came out September of 95. By Halloween of 95, I knew exactly who this young lady Big was rapping about was playing Nintendo with, okay? Salute to C's and Nino, all right? We don't know no damn Alamo, Rich Homie.
Well, shout out to Alamo, who...
Who the hell is Alamo?
He's a DJ from Brand Nubians. I think that's who he was shouting out.
Shut up. By Christmas of 95, I knew that Big had bought this girl bracelets to match. I knew the conversation was all that. I knew that Big had showed her the safe combinations and all that, okay? So being from the South is not an excuse. I can quote Pastor Troy the same way I can quote Biggie. Now, the second thing I thought is Rich Homie Quan is young, 26 years old. He was 5 when Get Money first came out. Literally 5 years old. So, yes, I wouldn't expect him to know Get Money, but this wasn't trap karaoke, all right? This wasn't Now That's What I Call Sing for Xbox. This wasn't a random performance. This was VH1 Hip Hop Honors. You had your outfit down. You had on Tim's and a Coogi sweater, which, by the way, the Lox and Diddy should have stripped you of, okay, as soon as you got backstage. You did not deserve to wear a Coogi after not knowing about Biggie's Moschino Ho, his Versace hottie, who was effing everybody. This was a performance that you could prepare for, Rich Homie Quan. That's why you're getting donkey today, because you should have known the verse because you knew you was performing at VH1 Hip Hop Honors. Can we hear Quan one more time, please? Please.
Give it up for my boy, Rich Homie.
Get money. Yeah. You wanna sip more on my living room floor? Play Nintendo with C's and aloe balls.
Okay, all right, stop it. Rich Homie Quan. Rich Homie Quan. I know you specialize in melodic mumble music. But you can't mumble your way through any Biggie lyrics. I'm shocked he didn't say you want to sip lean instead of mo. The sad part about this situation is you don't even need to know the whole verse. All you needed to know was half. It's a part in that verse where the whole crowd would have sang along and you could have walked clean off the stage. You know the part I'm talking about? Another intricate plot, the bitch that I raped her.
Damn! Why she want to stick me for my paper?
Look, man. We have to preserve the culture. If Teyana Taylor and Keke Palmer, young asses, can go out there and know the words of Little Kim songs and Salt and Pepper songs.
And Deja Loaf.
Deja Loaf.
Then Young Mama.
Then Young Little Mama. If they know the words, the records, then young brothers like Rich Homie Quan have no excuse. If you really about that MOB, money over bitches life, if you really feel like F bitches get money, then you need to know Biggie's verse on Get Money so you can really be on some F of bitch, okay? Sorry, Queen Latifah. I'm really not trying to use the word bitch anymore.
Yeah, we had our bitch quota today,
yeah,
okay?
After seeing you perform UNITY last night, but I'm just trying to get my point across. Mm-hmm. The moral of the story, before anything else, preparation is the key to success. Rich Homie Quan, you simply wasn't prepared last night. My motto is prepare and prevent, don't repair and repent. Meaning if you was prepared and knew Biggie's verse, it would have prevented the slander you are receiving right now. Now you have to repair this situation by walking to Junior's in Brooklyn for cheesecake all the way from Atlanta. In Tim's and a Coogee sweater in the summer, rapping Biggie's Juicy while repenting, praying for hip-hop to forgive you. My brother, Rich Homie Quan, don't play with the culture. This is your culture. This is my culture. This is our culture. You have to represent the culture at a high level at all times. Biggie Smalls is a god. We will treat him as such. We have the power to control our culture. If we play with it, then other people feel like they can play with it as well. We got to respect our culture and honor it with integrity, okay? Preserve the culture. It's all we got. You failed to do that last night, Rich Homie Quan. And because of that, you have to hear this smooth tune from the Hamiltones.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day.
Now, I do have one slight question about that Biggie Smalls Get Money verse.
What?
Is he saying C's and Nino or C's a Leo?
I think there's two different versions. And I think, and one he says with C's a Leo, and then there's one where he says C's a Nino.
Because Nino is a member of Junior Mafia.
Right.
Okay.
Shout out to Nino. But I thought it was C's a Leo for the longest.
I don't know about that.
I think he says both.
But it don't matter. That's the verse you should know verbatim.
I know he doesn't say Alamo.
And being young is an excuse, but the fact that he knew he had to perform at that show, he should have been prepared, man. No excuses.
All
Rich
right.
Homie Quan.
Well, thank you for that donkey today, sir.
Yes.
Now when we come back, let's get back to it. Russell Simmons.
Who is Russell Simmons?
Russell Simmons.
Okay. Get
he
Envy
was
the
there
hell
last
out of
night.
Here. Get Envy the F out here. We just talked about preserving the culture. And you don't even know the difference between Russell Wilson and Russell Simmons.
Both of you are the donkey of the day.
You gonna say Russell
you don't
Wilson.
Even that's because I wanted to call Russell Wilson
no,
a bitch.
Up, no, you didn't. No,
and I'm
you
trying
didn't.
Not to say bitch no,
no
more, and I said
no,
women.
When we come back, we talk.
All right, hold on. Everybody stop for a second. When we come back, we're going to talk about Russell Wilson. There we go.
Listen, kids, you have to know the difference between Russell Wilson and Russell Simmons.
And Russell Wilson.
And you got to know the difference between Future and Back to the Future with Michael J. Fox, okay? You have to know
this. And you have to know the difference between Nino and Alan.
All right, when we come back, we're talking Russell Wilson. Now, he kissed baby Future in the mouth. Is that out of bounds? That is the question.
It would have been okay if Russell Simmons did it.
No, it wouldn't. Now, if Russell Wimmon did it, it would be all right. But 800-585-1051. Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Bryson Tiller with Exchange. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, during the rumors, we had a conversation about Russell Wilson and Ciara. Now, what happened with the little baby Future?
Well, Future called Russell Wilson Papa, which is, you know, cool. And then he gave him a kiss. He said he wanted to give him a kiss. And that's it. And people were upset about it.
Now, at first we reported that the kiss was on the mouth. But they're saying that the kiss didn't happen on the mouth. The kiss was on the cheek.
Well, it was too close to the goddamn mouth. And no grown man should be kissing another man's son, Period. Nope. Okay, I'm saying.
Well, the baby wanted to give him a kiss. Was he supposed to not let him kiss? He said,
don't kiss me on the mouth.
That's his dad. That's changing the situation. I'm your stepdad.
Come on now.
I'm probably there I'm there more than future. You kiss you could kiss him on the cheek. Your mouth is something different. You could kiss the kid on the cheek.
All right, you remember that when if your wife ever gets with somebody else and he kissing somebody.
No, they're not.
No. That's the violation as a man. You just don't do that, bro. Like, I just feel like Russell Wilson oversteps his bounds a lot. Yes, that's his stepfather, but come on, man. Kissing another man's son on the cheek or having him kiss you on the cheek close to the mouth, stop it.
My
friend's kids will kiss me on the cheek. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And I'm not nobody's stepmom.
What'd you say?
My friend's kids. They'll give me a kiss on the cheek. There's
you're a woman.
Yeah, you're a female.
What are you talking about?
Kids can't kiss men on the cheek?
No, I don't think a son should be kissing another man on the cheek.
Nah, my son will kiss me and kiss my dad, but other than that, there's nothing else. But you got to look at it like this. Russell is in the bed with his mom. He wakes up to Russell. They probably all sleep in the same bed with each other. They probably all cuddle. They probably all watch TV. So he kisses his dad on the cheek.
Man, this is a lesson to all you fellas, man. Do not breed with somebody you're not spending the rest of your life with, bro.
I don't know. He really cares about Sierra's son, though, clearly.
Right.
And he seems like he's really good to him. And I would hope that you would want your baby mom to be with somebody that treats your child really well, like it's his own. I would hope.
I just feel like he'd be getting caught up in a lot of Sierra's reindeer games.
I think he's being a good dad. He's being a good dad. If he kissed him on the mouth, I would have a problem with it. But kissing the boy on the cheek, that's his son. He's there more than future.
I'll be honest with you. I ain't never kissed my daddy at all. So I don't
know. You're a messed up individual.
I'm not messed up.
So
I just
know
that no men in my life ever let me do that. No men in my life ever. None of my uncles, none of my pops. We didn't kiss on the cheek and all that. No, we didn't do that.
Well, there's nothing wrong with a kiss on the cheek.
It looks weird to me.
But that was a different time, too, because I never kissed my dad on the cheek. My dad probably just gave me a high five. Like, that was
that's what I'm saying. Like, no, but I kissed my son.
Yeah, but he didn't kiss the baby kissed him. You can't tell the baby, no, get off me.
Like, yes, you can. You tell the boy, don't kiss other men on the face.
A 2-year-old, what the boy gonna say? I got Google, okay? He not good.
That boy 2 years old. All right, it's cute now. He's cute now when he's 2. When he's 22.
Oh, stop.
And he's
it.
Still walking up to random men, kissing him on the cheek. He'd be like, Birdman and Wayne,
come on
stop
now.
It.
He's a baby.
You go to the extreme, man. Hello?
Hello, yeah. What's up?
Now, what do you think about baby Future kissing Russell Wilson? Now, they're saying it wasn't on the lips, it was on the cheek.
No, I don't think. I saw it on the lips. All I gotta say is, I mean, I'm a grown man. I'm not going to kiss another man, baby, in the mouth.
No,
just
man.
Be respectful. And then at the same time, Sierra is wrong. She should have went ahead and did something like that behind the scenes. She had to put that on social media.
Right, I think.
Just trying to piss him off.
What if it's not in the mouth, sir? What if it wasn't in the mouth?
Bottom line, she did that to piss the Future off, honestly.
Well, no. I mean, that is his child's stepfather. Come on.
All right. Well, 800-585-1051, baby Future kissed Russell Wilson, I don't know, in the mouth, on the cheek. Is it okay? Because he is the daddy. He's there more than Future.
He's not the daddy. He's the stepfather. He's the stepfather.
Papa Russ. We'll
and he's only there more than Future because of the court situation that they're going through right now.
We'll talk about it when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, we're talking about baby Future, Sierra and Future's son. Now, he allegedly, we don't know if he kissed Russell Wilson on the mouth or kissed Russell Wilson on the cheek.
Wherever he kissed him, he shouldn't have kissed him at all. That is not his son. That is not his child.
That's his stepson.
Does Russell Wilson have kids of his own?
No.
Okay, I don't know if he has kids of his own or not, but you say no, I'm going to say no. He doesn't realize how a real father feels about his children, bro. So if you really got a child, he wouldn't like that. If Russell Wilson had his own son and that son was in a relationship that woman was in a relationship with another man and that son was kissing another man like that, he wouldn't like that. But that's why he violates the way he does, because he doesn't understand.
Right, but you got to sit back and think about it. Like, if that was your situation and you're not around and this guy is raising your son, because he is raising Future's son.
I'm cool with that, but it's boundaries, bro. And kissing on my son in
kissing
the face.
Kissing on the cheek?
Face, no. You ain't no forehead, no face, no round
mouth,
nothing.
I mean, they're together
nothing.
Every single day. They live together.
Give me a pound, bro. Pound me.
2 years old?
Hey, I was raised
the different. The only issue I have is maybe don't post that on, because you know Future
he
has an issue.
He shouldn't have posted it. Definitely shouldn't have posted it.
I wouldn't post it. But
me.
Yes, you listen, I feel like treat that child like he's your own.
Absolutely.
Because you're the stepfather. You don't want the child to feel like, well, you're not my kid.
Well, I was raised different. I ain't never kissed my daddy in the face, the mouth, the cheek, the forehead. None of my uncles kissed me. That's not how we get down.
Hello, who's this?
This is Rebecca from Maryland.
Rebecca, what do you think about Baby Future kissing Russell Wilson?
I think they're a beautiful black family, and Charlamagne needs to be stop being so bitter, because every time they mention Russell Wilson or Sierra, he gets so mad. And if you're going to give Rachel McQuan Donkey of the Day, you got to give it to Lil' Kim, too, because she was fumbling with her words, and she wasn't that great either.
I mean, Lil' Kim can fumble with her words because she had to try to remember Biggie's verse,
it's too.
Her
song, bro. It's her song.
But let's be honest. Let's be honest, mama. Little Kim's verse is so disgustingly nasty that she can't say it.
I think she was
trying
to censor herself because it was live.
Oh, my God. I was singing along with her. Not every other word. No, I'm sorry. If I knew it better than you, Tiana Taylor was a better Kim than she was.
Oh, gosh.
Thank you, mama. Hello, who's this?
You all backwards.
That is not his son, okay? First of all, I have a stepmom, and I'd be damned if she reaches over to kiss me. Well, I'm 26, but still.
Well, you're 26. You know. That's different. It's a baby.
Yeah, but I was 10 years old when, you know, when my dad remarried. So, you know, I knew her at 10 as well. So he don't have no business kissing Baby Future in the mouth. He know better than that. And it's different for a man, you know. How would you feel if another dude kissed his son, you know?
Did your did your stepmom treat you like you were her own child, or did she make it very clear?
No, to this day we have problems. Hell no. Okay. You know, I say it until I make it, you know, to get by right now, but I mean, just to respect my elders, but it's nothing real there, you know?
Okay, maybe things would have been better if she did treat you like that, though.
Hello, who's this?
Titan from Columbia, South Carolina.
803, what's happening?
Now we're talking Baby Future.
803 all day.
Baby Future, kissed Russell Wilson on the lips or on the cheek. What do you think about it?
Listen, me personally think it's completely wrong. I don't even think you should kiss your own child in the mouth.
Okay, well, now that's a whole nother issue.
No, not kids. Your daughter, yes. Son,
I don't agree. I kiss my son and my daughter on the mouth. I don't care.
I feel you. But come on, man. Like, I'm more towards the daughter. But on this whole part we on now, come on, bro. That's another man's child. And I can see a Future with a deadbeat daddy. He ain't never around. Or nothing like that. This man active in his child life.
Yep.
So that's a spit in the face. That's like, bruh, so I married your wife and I'm going to kiss your child. Not what you going to do.
I mean, they should both be active in this child's life because he is the child's stepfather. The child does live with Sierra and Russell Wilson.
A kiss on the cheek, I don't have a problem with. A kiss on the lips is totally out of bounds. But on the cheek, the kid is 2 years old. He kisses his mom. They stay in the same bed. The kid probably crawls in the bed in the middle of the night. They do so many things together. That is like his daddy. Honestly.
I don't give a damn.
Honestly. But what's the moral of the story?
A real man loves another man's child as he would his own. But that's the problem. When you don't have your own, you don't know what it feels like. Russell Wilson doesn't even know he's violating because he's never been a biological daddy. Period. I got 2 beautiful daughters. I'm married to my wife. God forbid we ever break up and she's in another situation. You better not be kissing my daughters anywhere, Mr. Stepfather. Knock it off.
What about reading your daughter a book before they go to sleep?
That's cool.
Okay.
As I said, like I said, a real man loves another man's child as he would his own. But that kissing in the mouth, that's
what about can the child sleep in the bed with you guys?
See?
Your daughter
wake up in the middle of the night scared.
Okay, no. You said with the guys, yeah. As a couple, yeah, no, for sure.
Absolutely.
As an individual, I don't know about that.
Nah. All right. Well, we got rumors coming up.
Yes, we'll talk about Steph Curry. People had some issues with his camp and how much it cost. We'll tell you how he responded to those issues. Also, welcome home to Troy Ave.
All right, we'll talk about all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Diamond Reynolds, who is the woman that is the girlfriend of Philando Castile, who was in the car live streaming when he was shot and killed by a police officer in Minnesota, was on The View yesterday. And this really definitely made me tear up when I was listening to her and watching her speak. Check it out.
My daughter, you guys couldn't see that in the video, but she was in the back seat.
How is she feeling now? Has she been asking you questions?
She's told me she's had a few. She doesn't call them nightmares. She calls them God dreams because she says that no matter how many people says that Phil is dead, she believed that he's still alive, and I believe that he's living through her. She says things to me like, Mom, I'm gonna make Phil some soup because that's gonna make him feel better and come back. So every time I cry, I try to wipe them as soon as possible because I know if she sees it, she'll cry. So that's what made me also stay calm, is because of her.
That young 4-year-old girl is going to suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder because of some insane cop. Has anybody checked the mental health of the cop in that situation? You fly off in a car with a 4-year-old in the backseat, bro?
All for a busted taillight.
Come on, man.
She also went on to say that, because a lot of people were saying, well, how was she so calm? And she said that any sudden moves, any nervousness would have made the police officer strike us. So that's why she had to stay calm.
I was shocked the 4-year-old didn't start crying in the backseat. Just burst out into tears just because of the loud gunshots.
The loud noise. Yeah, four of them as well, yeah. All the blood.
She might have been in shock. She might have been in frozen.
She didn't know what was going on. And she probably was trying to react the way her mom was reacting. Who knows? All right, Steph Curry, people were upset about his camp. Now, apparently, he charges $2,250 per kid at his camp, $2,250. And woo! Michael Bennett, who...
Does that come with a free pair of Curry
Lowe's?
He's
from the Seahawks, and he's from Hawaii, and the basketball camp is in Hawaii. He said, it's like, how much money do you need before you start giving back for free? I think a lot of athletes should start focusing on that, and that's when he mentioned Steph Curry in particular, who charges that much money for his camp. Now, it is like a 4-day camp, so it's a sleepover camp. It's not just a daytime
only
camp.
Only 4 days? Does that include the flights?
No, it doesn't.
Holy
shmoly. But Steph Curry's there for 3 of those days, and you get, I think, like a jersey, a T-shirt, a headband. But Steph Curry did promote his brother's camp in response on Instagram. He said, if you're in the greater LA area, check out Seth Curry's camp at Ventura College. Won't cost you $2,000, and it will be a great time learning from a really talented player.
Now, that's messed up.
I don't want to go to Seth Curry camp. I'm not going to Seth Curry camp.
I don't want Seth Curry's camp, and I don't want Steph Curry's shoes. Listen, that's crazy. Maybe he got to sign his new contract first. Maybe after he signed his new contract.
But I will say
this
from my understanding, because I saw one mom that her kid went to the camp, said it was a great experience, and she wouldn't take it back for anything. And she said that they were saying a lot of the coaches that are there have to get paid also.
Yeah, but that's for rich people, though, because who could afford $2,000 for 4 days? And the flight got to be at least $1,200 to Hawaii.
Well, it could also be for people who live there. If their kids live there, they can go to the camp.
No,
also.
The football player got a point, especially when I see people raising money and spending their own money to provide those same type of services. I mean, I was just down at Steve Harvey's camp mentoring those kids, and they didn't spend no money.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That came out of Harvey's pocket and the money he raised on the radio.
He might do other camps for free, but this camp you got to pay. That's just expensive.
I mean, and there's other camps I guess you could go to. You don't have to go to Steph Curry's camp, although it'd be
nice,
I'm sure.
He's one of the biggest players in the NBA.
But
every
I'm saying you could
go
to, I'm sure you want to, but.
That's expensive.
You go to Steph Curry's camp, that's like a, not
you can
Steph.
You go to Seth Curry's
you
camp.
Steph Curry.
That's kind of a punishment. Even if I go to Steph Curry's camp, I'm going to want to know, is Steph going to be there? What about Dell?
Where's your brother at?
Is Riley here?
Where's your dad?
Is Aisha catering? Something. Jesus Christ.
Troy Ave is home. He got home yesterday on a $500,000 bond. His mom actually got that for him by putting up her house in Brooklyn. He's being charged, we told you, with attempted murder, weapons possession, and other charges. He has to wear an ankle bracelet. He can't leave the city. He also has to stay away from all concert halls, bars, arenas, and other performance venues. So we will see what happens.
Salute to Troy Ave, man. Drop one of Clue's moms for Troy Ave.
A shout out to his mama for being ride or die for her little boy.
And y'all wrong for taking that picture of Troy Ave yesterday with his ass out and posting it all over social media.
Well, he got
media.
Shot in the leg, so he can't really walk that great. So they were helping him down the steps and everything. But
it
I'm
wasn't
sure
him down
not-
the steps. There's a picture of him with his ass out.
Yeah, that was down Brooklyn. They were walking down the street in Brooklyn with crutches on.
I didn't see. I saw him coming down the steps. All right. Well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, we got the People's Choice Mix. Shout out to our family at Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow. But for everybody else that don't know Biggie's lyrics, Forget Money, we're going to start the mix off with that.
This is a funny meme. They put a picture of C's. It says, play Nintendo with C's at Alamo, and they have him at their car rental place.
800-585-1051 is the Breakfast Club. Good morning.